How are you?
Pretty good, and yourself?
I'm doing all right, thanks.
What gender do you identify yourself as?
Well, I do identify as male. Mm-hmm. I don't have any confusion or feelings that I am female or otherwise. But I do like to kind of straddle the boundary between the genders, and I feel as though that, like, especially in fashion, that men don't exactly have to abide by a certain set of, like, rules of masculinity, and neither do women with the rules of femininity. I feel like it can all be fairly fluid if done correctly.
When did you decide to express your gender in this way?
I guess it was something I always felt in a certain way, because when I was little, I wasn't, you know, I would watch shows like Batman religiously, but I always focused more on, like, Catwoman or, you know, certain characters who were more darker and interesting and had both male and female sort of attributes to themselves. Of course, Catwoman is, like, a symbol of femininity, but at the same time, she is so strong and usually is of a larger stature. I guess it wasn't really until my freshman year that I started dressing more flamboyantly, and really, it was the stuff that I wore then was so flamboyant that it was borderlining on costume, and it was really born out of this. I realized that there was a lot of, even though I was in Masterman, which was a fairly progressive place, there was still a lot of homophobia that was subliminal in a way, and I started realizing that later on, and I went through a stage that I really did not want to be. I didn't want to, you know, give in to the demands of the straight man, and I wanted to, you know, really shock people and basically tell them that I don't care about their stereotypes and what they want, you know, men to look like and women to look like. And then eventually after that, and I calmed down and kind of realized that, you know, being angry doesn't really work all that often. It kind of, my style went to more of just gender bending, and it just became muted and more, and I focused more on androgyny than being, you know, shocking. Yeah.
All right. Have you gotten into any conflict because of the way you choose to dress and express?
I've never gotten to major conflicts, but I've had people, like, on the street call out and say things like faggot and stuff like that. And I remember one time recently, actually, I was walking towards City Hall, and at a cross street, this car was waiting for the light. And right as the light was going to turn green for them, they all rolled down their windows and they catcalled at me and then spat in my direction, which was lovely. And of course, there's also, like, sometimes once I was followed home by a homeless guy who was trying to get my number. And yeah, some weird things happened to me because of the way I dress, but I wouldn't want to mute myself just because these things happen.
Does your family have any opinions towards the way you dress? Like, is there any conflict with your parents or other family members?
My parents, I mean, from the get-go, they were incredibly accepting of the fact that I'm gay. And the only thing with the way I dress, and also when I go out and drag or do things in drag, my mom is worried for my safety, so she would rather me not do it because she doesn't want me to get beat up coming home. But at the same time, like, we've gotten to a place where she's realized that I need to be able to express myself in the way that I want. And if I'm okay with the fact that there's a possibility that I could get beat up with it, then she has to respect the fact that I feel that way. But no, there's never been, really judged me for it. A couple of times my mom asked me if I was transgender, and I told her no, and she was completely okay with it. There weren't many conflicts with my family on the way that I express myself through my style and otherwise.
Has there any been an instant where you felt that your safety was in danger because of the way you dressed, or have you ever been in a position where you were kind of, just, like, walking around, perhaps, that you were kind of afraid of just, like, your
safety?
This guy followed me home, yeah, I was pretty skissed out about that, but I have to say I'm pretty lucky because I've never been beat up because of the way I dress or the way I talk or, my sexuality. Have like shouted things from across the street and stuff like that, but I feel like I'm pretty much blessed for the fact that I'm 6'3" and people don't usually mess around with someone that tall or, yeah, intimidating as people say I am.
Mm-hmm. What are some benefits do you feel that you brought to your, just like your overall life that you feel you wouldn't have had if you chose to like keep yourself as what would people say, like, normal, and you wouldn't really express yourself in a way that other people wouldn't find would be natural for a male?
I would be miserable. I mean, if you look, I mean, it's, you can relate it to people who come out and they're married to women and have kids. They're completely unhappy and they have to come out because there's no other way that they can express themselves at this point. And mm-hmm. If I had to force myself to fit into the, you know, the category of masculine, I wouldn't be happy at all. I wouldn't be comfortable at all. I mean, in all honesty, I don't know if I would be living right now if that had to happen, because it's something that's so important to me, the way that I express myself, and whether it's my style or the way that I present myself or even in my art, I don't like to have someone censoring me, and it's something that's suffocating to me that I can't really handle. To me, even if I get beat up or if someone, you know, follows me home or people catcall me and spit at me, I really, you know, I will take that because in my eyes, it's so much, there's so much more worth in me being able to express myself than really, you know, being quote unquote safe.
You know how, like, some people are gay, but they don't really show it, and usually people are more comfortable with that, but, like, more people who are more flamboyant, they're kind of, like, hesitant. Like, has there ever been, like, a point in time where someone was more hesitant to approach you or talk to you about something because of the way you dressed?
Oh, definitely. I'm trying to think of a specific scenario, but that has happened to me a lot. I mean, there's always, you know, sometimes that fear is so great in somebody that they don't want to try to even understand. They just want to avoid it at all costs because it's something that they are completely afraid of, and or they've been told to be afraid of. So, I mean, yeah, there have been plenty of times where, like, I would go into a store or something like that, and if I had nail polish on, the cash register would look at me a certain way. There have been times where I've gone into clothing stores, and because I wear both men and women's clothing, I'll be shopping in the women's section, and I'll try to ask a question to a clerk, and they will not want to respond to me at all, and they'll feel really uncomfortable, which in turn makes me feel really uncomfortable because it's just, it's an awkward situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a shame that that's how it is, but it is how it is, and especially in, when it comes to sexuality or gender. Especially since when, you know, people seem to lump gender and sexuality together when they're actually completely separate. You know, it's not like transgender people have a weird sexual fetish. They're just born in the wrong body. They're the wrong gender. Their body's the wrong gender. It doesn't represent how they truly feel. It has nothing to do with sexuality most of the time. And, you know, so it's just, it's a shame how, especially in a Puritan society like ours, when anything is associated with sexuality, it's automatically something that's, like, you know, can be accepted, but still should be so hush-hush. And, well, I'm definitely not alone in the fact that, like, there are other people who dress and who make a fashion statement out of being androgynous. I mean, there are people like Andre Payak, who's a model, who models both men and women's clothing. And there are several people who do this. Grace Jones in the 80s was a very handsome woman, in a way. And I don't think I'm alone. And more you see this, you know, you see people breaking out of gender molds. I mean, it's been happening since women started wearing pants. And now, more recently, you start to see a trend of, you know, on runways, you start seeing men wearing heels. And I think definitely in the next couple of years we'll see some interesting things in fashion and in our society. But for now, our society's always changing. And, well, in SLA, I mean, I'm so lucky to go to this school. I would not be able to dress the way that I do in other schools. There are plenty of kids, especially transgender kids, who are told that they cannot wear these certain things because it doesn't abide by the dress code. Not so much in Philadelphia anymore because more kids know their rights as students, but in other places where students don't know anything about their rights, they're completely pushed around by these ignorant people. But at SLA, I've always felt comfortable wearing the things that I wear or expressing myself in the way that I express myself. I mean, the teachers are accepting of it, and if they aren't, they hide it well. And, you know, the Lehman, when I was talking about prom, and I told him I would probably come in drag, he said that he expected no less. So, yeah, it's fantastic, really.
So do you feel as if the way you express yourself isn't just a statement for you being who you feel comfortable, but also can stand to others who might be shunned for dressing the way that they do? Do you feel that you will gladly be, I guess, like a role model for anyone else who feels that the way they dress or the way that they choose to identify themselves is wrong?
I mean, sure. I don't know if anybody really looks up to me as a role model in that way. Maybe there are with my work with Mazzoni Center. We have meetings every so often where a bunch of kids from different schools come to learn about GSA work. I could be that. I mean, the thing is, when I think, you know, a lot of people seem to think that when I dress the way that I do, that it's kind of, you know, attention seeking. But it isn't actually at all. For me, it's a completely personal thing. It's my personal style, and it makes me happy. It makes me feel more comfortable. So I never really thought of it as something that could potentially be extroverted or a tool. But yeah, I guess so.
Do you have a statement to go along with the way you dress? Like, is there a statement you're trying to make? Or, like you said, is this just solely for this is how you feel comfortable and this is how you like to dress and there's no other way you would have it?
I mean, the way I dress day to day, there's no statement that I'm really trying to make. I guess you could say I'm trying to make a statement to myself, which sounds kind of selfish and egotistical, but whatever. I mean, I dress the way that I want to dress, and I don't really care what other people think about it. So in that, if they get a message from it, it's not directly from what I'm doing. The only time that I dress that I have a statement that I'm trying to make is when I dress in drag or do a performance. I always try to have a meaning behind that instead of just having a lip sync and, you know, some badly rehearsed choreography. So, yeah, I guess other people can see that there is a statement that, you know, either that I'm completely insane or there's something interesting going on, I guess, is what people get from it. But apart from that, it's just...
What's your opinion on how society views people?
Well, it really depends on the culture, and it also depends on the time period, actually. Now, I think there's a very straight-cut way that men and women are supposed to dress. Men are supposed to be more masculine looking, you know, shirts, jeans, suits. There really aren't many options for men. And for women, they have all these options, dresses, skirts, et cetera, cardigans, heels of different sizes and shapes. And the thing with that, though, is that that's in Western culture, which even in its own, I mean, high-heeled shoes used to be, only men would wear high-heeled shoes. When it first started happening in the 1600s, I believe. I might be wrong about that. It was a royal thing. Kings would wear heels, and the people in their court would wear heels. They would wear red heels, and actually that's where Christian Louboutin came up with his red sole thing, because it's a status symbol, even though his shoes are complete crap. But I think, you know, people's views on gender definitely does evolve over time and in different places. I mean, if you look in Asia, there, in different cultures in Asia, they have different roles for men and women. Similar but definitely different from how Western civilization views that. And everywhere else, I mean, Native Americans, before they were completely decimated by the Europeans, their gender roles were also completely different, which is really interesting, actually. I won't go too much into it because it's a long story to talk about, but definitely look it up. Now it's kind of bland, and I think, you know, always in fashion there, it's because, you know, I feel like gender roles and how gender is presented in the world is usually based on fashion, and I think, you know, we are overdue for a change in fashion, and I think it's coming very quickly because fashion always does follow a path. So yeah, we just have to see what will happen with that.
This was a podcast with Maximilian Martin. I'm Jenny Cruz, and this is on Crossing Boundaries.